Veterans for Peace chapter president Phil Smith is not surprised by the decision. The group will not take the appeal to the next level, which would be Juneau Superior Court.
The decision makes it fairly clear that there is an enormous amount of deference that is given to municipal bodies by the courts. Plus, it costs a lot of money.
He says the appeal to this point has consisted of his time and not much expense, but a court challenge would require a lot more.
You know, we would need an attorney. It would be, I think, extraordinarily expensive, time-consuming, and ultimately futile.
Mayor Merrill Sanford and Assembly Members Mary Becker, Jesse Keel, Jerry Nankervis, Carlton Smith, and Randy Wanamaker voted to uphold the Planning Commission. Karen Crane and Lauren Jones voted with the appellants. Jones was the hearing officer in the case. He says the Planning Commission did not have a sufficient record regarding health and safety. For example, during a Planning Commission hearing on the permit, there was testimony that armory shooting instructors would be certified.
But nobody asked who was doing the certification, what were the credentials of the people doing the certification, was it a national certification, a state certification, a private certification?
Jones has similar questions for training and safety plans that were noted but not discussed.
Nobody on the Planning Commission asked for copies of those. Nobody asked who approved those plans, whether the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms with the feds had to approve it, who wrote them. And I felt that their reliance on simply saying this was a land use and zoning issue as opposed to a potential safety issue in the borough just didn't wash with me.
Assemblymember Jerry Nankervis says the question before the assembly was very narrow.
We're sitting in a quasi-judicial role, and when we review an appeal of a Planning Commission decision, what we're looking at is whether the city and the Planning Commission followed the rules that the city has in place to permit a process. And it's not about whether I like the project or don't like the project. It's about whether the process was followed.
But Nankervis acknowledges the Planning Commission's discussion on safety at the gun range was thin. The 13,000-square-foot facility on Crest Street will offer semi-automatic, automatic, and assault-style weapons, which Smith calls guns of war. Nankervis, a former Juneau police officer, believes the new Juneau Mercantile and Armory will be a safer place than Juneau's outdoor shooting range.
I've been at the gun range, Hank Harmon, before, sighting in my rifle for deer season, and had people show up with automatic weapons and shoot there. And I believe, again, based on my experience and what I've done for a living, that having that done in a supervised range is going to be safer than having it done at an unsupervised range.
One of the things Juneau Veterans for Peace hopes would grow out of the appeal is a community conversation on gun safety, but Smith knows it would pit
those who think that any discussion of public safety along those lines is somehow or another attack on people's Second Amendment rights. Then there are those who more agree with Veterans for Peace that it's just smart to have that conversation. It's smart to determine whether it makes a lot of sense to expose children to automatic weapons and all that entails and suggests. It's smart to try to tone down the level of rhetoric.
Neither Assemblymember Jones nor Nankervis believe the Assembly would get behind a public discourse on guns, though it could be cathartic. State law, not municipalities, regulates gun use. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.